Three Americans killed by IS gunmen in Syria, U.S. military says. Belarus frees 123 prisoners as U.S. lifts sanctions. 1 million households without power in Ukraine after Russia attacks energy grid. Angry fans throw chairs and bottles at messy event in India. Israel targets senior Hamas official in deadly Gaza strike. From booze to black belts. Virginia's drunk raccoon suspected in karate shop break-in. Cambodia shuts border crossings with Thailand as fighting continues. New photos from Epstein Estate show Trump, Andrew, and Bill Clinton. Street art festival sees Lagos turned into open-air gallery. Ukraine's health supplies hit in series of Russian strikes on medical warehouses. Turkish car ferry damaged in strike at Ukrainian port. Nobel laureate Narges Mohammadi arrested in Iran. Supporters say Germany accuses Russia of air traffic control cyber attack. Farmers call for French blockades over cow disease cull. Claire obscures weeps the game awards with new wins. Eritrea quits regional block extensions rise with Ethiopia. Taylor Swift shown breaking down in tears after meeting UK attack families. Ghanaian influencer charged over 8 milliseconds cam targeting elderly Americans. Inside the Colombian cathedral built 180 underground, chief of South Korea's high-stakes exam quits over insane English test. Swiss Eurovision winner Nemo to return trophy in protest of Israel. Trump's historic peace deal for DR Congo shattered after rebels seize key city. The making of a WWE legend, John Cena faces his final fight. An eyebrow tip and McDonald's footage, takeaways from Luigi Mangione's evidence hearing. As Trump targets Venezuela, its allies Russia and China show little signs of support. A new Bollywood film is dividing opinions in India and Pakistan. Online gaming escaped Australia's social media ban, but critics say it's just as addictive. Trump's Gaza peace plan struggles to progress as Israel and Hamas face tough choices. Disguises, freezing waves, and a special forces veteran. Inside mission to sneak Nobel winner out of Venezuela. BBC captures celebrations as Belarus frees political prisoners. Watch, furious fans invade pitch at messy event in India. Watch, a Niagara Falls wreck and the rescue that saved two Americans. Six injured as house explodes in California. Venezuelan Nobel winner tells BBC people risked their lives for her to come to Oslo. U.S. says Belarus agreed to stop balloon flyovers into Lithuania. Ukraine's Odessa suffers major blackouts after Russian attack. Will tightening supply send lithium prices soaring next year? U.S. sees tanker near Venezuela just as warrant was set to expire. Court document shows Venezuela-U.S. tensions spike in wake of seized tanker as Nobel winner vows change. EU vote on Mercosur trade deal set for next week. Denmark says U.S. House passes bill to fast-track natural gas pipeline permitting. How tight supply, AI demand propelled copper towards $12,000. Supertanker skipper seized by U.S. near Venezuela is heading to Houston. Sources say exclusive. Russia's monthly oil and gas revenue poised to hit lowest since August 2020. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Engine failure forces United Airlines flight to return to D.C. area airport. Coca-Cola holds last-ditch talks in bid to salvage Costa Coffee sale, FT reports. Pins on a map, how Chicago students are tracking ICE raids. Why AI will transform, not displace. Applications. Cybersecurity risks may be an overlooked investment opportunity. Morgan Stanley. How strong is U.S. shale for 2026? Investing.com stocks of the week. How AI agents change commerce and how we pay. Huawei's latest handset uses improved China-made chip, report shows. EU agrees to indefinitely freeze Russian assets, removing obstacle to Ukraine loan. Dutch report calls for $176 billion tech spend. Jobless benefit cuts, UK public inflation expectations ticked lower in November, BoE says.